A disaster is unfolding in Venice. The centuries-old city, built atop small islands and laced with canals, is flooded. Three record-high tides coming in short order have submerged St. Mark's Square and damaged churches, homes, and businesses. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports now Italy is rallying to save Venice, and volunteers are arriving to help.
Campiello del Tintor, full of water, as we approach the bookstore Acqua Alta, which is appropriately named, means high water.
This eccentric bookstore is a Venice landmark. Because of the constant danger of floods, its books have always been displayed inside bathtubs, plastic bins, and even a full-sized gondola. But last Tuesday, the books were not high enough for the worst tide in more than 50 years, reaching 6 feet, 1 inch. The shop's fire escape opens onto a canal where a gondola now floats above the height of the store's pavement, which is still under several inches of water. Co-owner Diana Zanda has been assessing the damage and trying to salvage what she can.
Nobody was ready for that.
But at the end of the situation, I think we all feeling pretty lucky, because a lot of young people came here in Venice, take care of us and help us. They helped them a lot.
The Italian Culture Ministry has sent experts to assess damage in the flooded crypt of St. Mark's Basilica, where mosaic pavements and frescoes were submerged by salt water. But in many of the city's less known cultural institutes, it's volunteers who are doing the salvage work. The Querini Stampaglia Foundation is located in an 18th-century Venetian palazzo. An elegant room with Murano glass chandeliers is now a rescue center for precious books from the foundation's seriously damaged library. Anna Dumont is an American PhD student doing research here on 19th and 20th century textiles. Today, she's one of several volunteers.
We're taking books that are wet with salt water, and we are page by page putting paper towels in between the pages to soak up the water and hopefully save the books.
Working at the next table is Venetian Gianmarco Bondi.
I'm actually a criminal lawyer. I should be at work right now. But I have a debt towards this place, given I came here to study for a long time. I felt like I had to give back.
Given his profession, I asked Bondi about Moses, the huge engineering project of movable floodgates to hold back the tides from flooding Venice. It's still unfinished after 16 years and $5.5 billion in public funds. Bondi echoes public opinion that believes that incompetence, foul play, and or criminal activity are behind the delays.
Now it's time for people to actually invest in the city and save what's left and finish this Moses project, hopefully, and eventually work on what else is needed to save the most beautiful city we have.
Venice is used to high water. A century ago, tides occurred 7 times a year, but today it's closer to 100, with sea levels rising. The latest word from the Moses engineers, they hope the project can be completed by the end of 2021. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Venice.